الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم سنته الأربعين أما بعد. Dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We spoke last week, الحمد لله, about the ayah number 36 of Surah التوبة, Surah number 9, about الشهر الحرام, sacred month. And we found that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in Surah At-Tawbah, Surah number 9, and ayah number 36, about the number of the month in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ إِثْنَا عَشَرَ شَهْرًا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم. This ayah described that since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He created the heaven and earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala written in the Qadr that the year will be like 12 months. Spoke about the Islamic calendar will be 12 a month. Out of this 12 a month will be 4 months, call it sacred. Ashhurullah al-Haram, the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah named it the month of Allah, the sacred month. Out of the 12 a month will be 4 months. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala harrama fiha al-qital. Allah forbid the believer to fight in this month. They are not allowed to go and fight against the disbeliever in the 4 months. Allah, because Allah made this 4 months, make it haram. Haram, al-ashhur al-hurum, mean to make it haram, forbidden month to fight against the disbeliever. That's since Allah created the heaven and earth. Then Allah command us with something very important. In these 4 months, which is the month of Dhul-Qa'dah, just as the month after Ramadan, call it Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, the month of Al-Muharram, and the month which between Jumadi and Sha'ban, call it Rajab, Mudar. Rajab Mudar. Dhul-Qa'dah, what is the meaning? Nobody asked this question before. What is the meaning of the month of Dhul-Qa'dah? Dhul-Qa'dah comes from Qu'ud. When I tell you sit down. Qu'ud. Qu'ud means sit down. That's why they call it Dhul-Qa'dah, because Allah told them, stay away, sit down, do not fight. That's why I call it Dhul-Qa'dah, sit and don't fight. Dhul-Hijjah, the month of Dhul-Hijjah, the month of Al-Hajj. How come Allah commanded the believer to go and perform Hajj while they fighting? So Allah forbid the believer to fight in the month of Dhul-Hijjah, the month of Dhul-Hijjah, Shahr Muharram, sacred month also. Then came the first month in the year, call it Al-Muharram. Muharram come from Haram. Haram, it's mean haram to fight in this month. Then there is another number 4, sacred month, which Allah make it, order the believer not to fight, the month of Rajab, which is now. This is the month, we are in the month of Rajab. Call it Rajab Mudar. What is the mean Rajab Mudar? Rajab Mudar, because there is a tribe called Mudar. So this tribe or this group, they respected the law in Jahiliyyah. We talk about before the Islam. They respected the law of Allah. Even in Jahiliyyah, they did not fight the ignorant people or the Arab. They did not fight. They respected these 4 months. Especially the tribe of Mudar. They are the only tribe they used to respect the had a sacred month of Allah. In any month, they did not fight. But the other, they fight exactly. They what they did? They make it lawful to fight. They make a tricky way to fight. I'm going to tell you in the second page about the ayah. But I like to say, before I go for that, Allah say, do not wrong yourself in this month. Huh? What is the 4 month is? Month of what? Wake up with me. You have to know the sacred month. And which, if anyone commits sins, the sins will be multiplied. In all the sin, in the 8 sins in the other month, Allah only charge you one. But in this month, 4 months, the months of Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, Al-Muharram, and Rajab, anyone commit any sins in this month, Allah will multiply it. Punishment. Because Allah said here in the ayah of 36, Surah At-Tawbah, Surah number 9, فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not wrong yourself. Do not transgress yourself in this month, haram. Because whoever gonna do that, the sins will be a big punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we know about this. Before we go, what is the ignorant people used to do in these 4 months? In the second page, let's we read this hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the end of the page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which you call it, I mark it number 2, in Sahih Bukhari, the hadith number 3197, narrated by Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr is not Abu Bakr. There is another companion, his name is Abu Bakr. He's a great companion too. He narrated a number of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is the one from his hadith. I mentioned this before. The jama'ah, second jama'ah in the masjid will be permitted because of this companion, the one who narrated this hadith. While he was sitting after the fajr, after they pray fajr, with the messenger of Allah, and the Prophet started to explain some stuff for the believer, and one of them was Abu Bakr, ta, close ta in the end. His name is Abu Bakr. One companion came late and he missed the fard with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he need the companion who came late to get a reward for the jama'ah. He told the companion around him, who's amongst you to contribute to pray with his brother, the brother who came late, who missed the salah with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the sahabi. His name is Abu Bakr. Say, Ana ya Rasulullah. I, messenger of Allah. Say, go ahead and pray with your brother. After he finished the salah, the first salah in the masjid. Understand? Some of the imam, they don't know this fact. They commanded the people, if you come late and you miss the salah, pray individually. I had a problem. I used to teach about 5 years in one of the mosques in Brooklyn. This imam of the masjid, he stopped me to come and every single week I have a class there. He stopped me because I was with him to solve a problem for one of the family. And when we came back and I asked him, let's we pray the jama'ah. I said, no, not allowed to pray the jama'ah. But this is the evidence because not every, I said a million of time, astaghfirullah to say, I am nothing. Some of the imam of the masajid, they are not qualified. Trust me. And we have a dalil amongst your brother here. When they establish something, it's not from the deen at all. Here is the evidence. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told, who's amongst you to contribute to his brother? Abu Bakr said, I. Said, go and pray with your brother. After he finished the fard in Fajr. So they make the second fard. Abu Bakr, he took over. Abu Bakr, he took over as an imam because he's a great sahabi. To lead the second one, the second companion who came late. But the second salah for Abu Bakr will be considered was nafila. That's also to prove that the one who pray nafila, the one who pray fard, is allowed to pray behind an imam who make nafila. You came out, Salat al-Maghrib is finished. You find a brother praying. I don't know he complete rak'ah number 3 or 2 in Maghrib, or he pray the sunnah after the fard. Go and join him, stay in his right side, and he pray your fard Maghrib, even if he pray Salat al-Maghrib sunnah, you are allowed to pray behind an imam who pray nafila. This is the proof here. Okay,
but is there person, that was the second salah, the imam, he also did not perform the first salah. So, is it allowed? You said that Abu Bakr, he already
prayed with the Prophet.
But if somebody did not pray at all, but made in another group,
it's preferred that the one who did not pray to be the imam. Prefer for the one who missed the salah to pray the fard, prefer to make the fard the salah. And the one, if you or me want to contribute to give him a reward for Salat al-Jama'ah, because Salat al-Jama'ah has to be more than one. If you, though somebody is late and he came and he tried to pray by himself, some of the brother, he need to give him a reward of the Jama'ah. You could stay and you already pray.
I did not pray, but I'm making another jama'ah with some people. Is it allowed? Because I did not pray myself. Yes, yes, you are allowed. But is it allowed? Yes, yeah, that is my question. Yes, Allah inshallah. So Abu Bakr, because he's a scholar, because we always prefer the scholar or the knowledgeable to lead the salah, even if he pray the fard.
To lead the Salat al-Jama'ah, second Jama'ah, because he's a scholar, he's a hafiz al-Quran, is preferred. Better than the one who missed the fard, and he entered the masjid, and he's not knowledgeable. He doesn't know too much. So the scholar or the knowledgeable or the imam should lead the Salah, even he lead the Salah is a nafilah, second fard. After he finished the fard, he's allowed to actually to lead the second Jama'ah. And this is evidence. Yes.
But I remember, if I'm not wrong, that one time you say, those who make, and we are praying on the second floor, those who are praying, you know, separately on the basement, something is not good or is not desirable, they should come to the second floor and pray together.
No, this is, I say it from, actually the Islam is to bring the Jama'ah together in one place. Because what I said, we've been cut off. Because the Salah, floor number 1, floor number 2, floor 7. So I say the brother who is down is preferred to come with the Jama'ah to fill her up, the first Jama'ah, fill her up the line. First, actually, with the Jama'ah upstairs in second floor. So I invite them to pray with us in order to make the Jama'ah in one place. But everybody choose a floor now. Some people in the basement, some people here, some people in the third floor. Now we prefer the Jama'ah to be in one place. Say yes, under that.
Why you prefer, but if they're doing it anyway, they're not going to second floor. So are there Jama'ah, you know, valid?
You cannot make 2 Jama'ah in the same time in a masjid.
Or not the same time.
In the same time is not allowed.
We
have to keep the one Jama'ah because people prefer to make unity for the Muslim to pray one Jama'ah, but you cannot make the 2 Jama'ah. But Sheikh Lutfullah came late and he missed the Zuhr. And we finished the Salat al-Zuhr. And Sheikh Lutfullah, he did not pray it. So what we have to do? Is somebody from the believer who pray, he can go and join you even if he didn't finish the fard. He will be nafila. And you lead the Jama'ah unless you say, no, akhi, go. No, you are imam. You are imam. This is Allah. Sheikh Lutfullah came early, opposite side. Came early. And then actually he need to pray the Jama'ah. He found B people here because the time, people take it 12 o'clock, it was one, the break, 1 o'clock, 1 to 12:30. So Sheikh Lutfullah, he entered the masjid and he found the jama'ah before the original jama'ah established it. And you pray. And you still have time. You wait for us also. You are not allowed to sit down watching us. Join the second jama'ah, so the zuhr will be counted for you as the second jama'ah. Allah give you another reward. Do not watch the second jama'ah because you already finished. No, that's what happened with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Dharr. Abu Dharr al-Ghifari, he came and he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Qala ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, what about exactly? I come to a masjid which their imam late all the time. Some of the imam, he hold the salah. He go shopping and leave the people actually pray, stay in the masjid waiting for him. And what happened after that?" He told him, the Prophet questioned him. Qala ayna anta ya Abu Dharr? What you gonna do ya Abu Dharr? If you came to a masjid which their imam delayed the salah. Abu Dharr is not like you and me. Qala Allah wa Rasuluhu a'lam. Allah and his messenger knows. He cannot give fatwa in front of the Prophet ﷺ. But come to the Muslim today. Ask him which is available for you 24 hours to give you fatwa and opinion without knowledge. Then he told him, Qala salli salata li waqtiha. If you come 1:15 and Sheikh Mustafa, no, nobody pray because Sheikh Mustafa is in a way. No. You have to pray the salah on time. And if you have, you need experience, ask Sheikh Mustafa. Sheikh Mustafa is not going to permit you to delay the salah for 1 minute. He's right. He has to establish the salah on time. Then after that, the Prophet ﷺ told him, فَإِذَا أُقِيمَتُ الصَّلَاةِ الثَّانِيَةِ If the imam came late and established the salah, صَلِّي مَعَهُ Pray with him, فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكَ نَافِلَةٌ Do not and watch the second jama'ah, the original jama'ah when the imam come back. Do not sit down and watch him. Pray with him, but your salah will be nafilah because you already finished the fard. You pray the fard early. That clear, inshallah? The time is finished and we don't take anything. Okay, anyway, we take the hadith.
Yes, we still have
it. And then after that, we're going to go for the second page, inshallah, in Thursday. Narrated Abu Bakr. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the hadith by Arabic first, عن Abi Bakr, radiallahu anhu, عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, قال الزمان قد استدار كهيئته. خلق السماوات والأرض السنة 12 شهرا. منها أربعة الحرم. ثلاثة متواليات ذو القعدة وذو الحجة والمحرم ورجب مضر الذي بين جمادى وشعبان. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said by Abu Bakr, the vision of time has turned to its original form. Look at this. To its original. Allah, since He created the heaven, it is 12 months. And in 4 months. So what's the story here? I'm going to tell you the story. But he said the vision of time has turned to the original form, which was current when Allah created the heaven and the earth. The year of the 12 month, out of which 4 months are sacred, 3 are in successions, Dhul Hijjah, Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, and Muharram. And the fourth is Rajab of the tribe of Mudar, which come between Jumadi, Al-Thani, and Sha'ban. Who turned the time to be division? Jabibul Jahiliyyah. First before, last moon before you leave. What they used to do? What they used to do? In the month of any one of the months of sacred, if they fighting, they were fighting. All their life is fighting. They postponed the month of the sacred month to make it another month. They keep the 4 sacred months are the same. They keep it. But they switch. They make Al-Muharram is a sacred month. After Al-Muharram, there is a month to call it Safar. So they make Safar sacred month, and they make Al-Muharram a lawful month to fight. They switch. And sometimes they switch it for a couple of months. Everybody's still fighting. Safar? No. Exactly. Consider Safar is like Al-Muharram. Then go for after that Rabi' al-Awwal, Jumad al-Awwal. They postpone it. They change the month of Allah. Exactly what the Yahud does. Do not touch, catch the fish in Saturday. Allah forbid them to catch the fish in what? Make it haram, Sheikh Mustafa, to catch a fish on Saturday. Allah make it for the Yahud. Not allowed to catch the fish on Saturday. So what they did? They came in the Friday night, they put the net. And they keep quiet Saturday. They didn't go at all. And in the morning, Sunday, they come and say, oh, the fish is available here. We did not catch it, but you put it Friday night. Exactly the same. Muslim today does the same thing. Grocery store. I don't sell haram. I don't make lottery in my store. I don't sell pork. I didn't touch it. He got like a Christian Spanish boy and put him in a machine. Sell the beer. Sell the wine. Sell the grocery. Exactly haram. Sell the cigarette. Sell everything. I don't touch it. He's the one, he sell it, not me. But where in your store? One of the brothers, I told him one day, he told me, Ya Sheikh, I respect the law of Allah. That's why I make in my store two register machines, Sheikh Nassar. Two register machines. One for halal and one for haram. I work in the halal machine. And I let the Spanish boy, the Christian, work and selling the beer and the khinzir and all this stuff. But I told him in the end of the night, where is the money going? He said, Alhamdulillah, I put the halal money in my right bucket and the haram money in my left bucket. But you go home with both of the money. Tricky way. Same thing, actually, the people in Jahiliyyah, they used to do that.
Very smart.
And the Yahud, they used to do that. They used to do that, the same thing. We're going to have more detail for the second page, which you're going to enjoy it. But the second page, inshallah, if Allah give us life, inshallah, in Thursday, to go, إِنَّمَا النَّسِيءُ زِيَادَةً فِي الْكُفْرِ. The postpone it is more increase in the, وَدِعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, increase in kufr, in disbelief. Ask Allah to teach all of us, inshallah. May Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, make all of us among those who listen and obey, inshallah. بارك الله فيكم. جزاكم الله خيرا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Quick question. You said if I'm praying sunnah, and someone come along and they can pray with me in Jamaat.
Yes.
But isn't it to pray in Jamaat to give me karma?
Yes, it's a karma.
But I'm praying my sunnah and someone just come along and
so you're praying your sunnah.
Yeah.
The one who came late and he missed the fard with us. Mm-hmm. And he found you pray sunnah, even if he knows that you pray in sunnah,